This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1458. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded April 29th, Chi-Com jamming increasing. More mixes from Bonaire, Cuba, India. Marvelous music from Mali. Radio deaths in Czechia and Serbia. Sorting out schedules from Russia and Thailand. And the propagation outlook. Seldom reported lately, those single sideband transmissions from Argentina, relaying broadcast stations in Buenos Aires, believed to be aimed at Antarctic bases. But here's one, heard in southern Brazil, by Rubén Schwarz Pedroso in Paraná, reporting to the Paraná DX Club. The one on 15820, just below WWCR, Radio Continental in Buenos Aires, was heard April 21st at 1640, with news in Spanish, giving the station's email address. It was on lower sideband and quite a good signal. There's not much shortwave broadcasting from Bangladesh, but the schedules we've checked show that one frequency for the external service, 7250, and one for the domestic service, 4750, are both used in the local evenings only. But now here's a report from nearby India of 7250 being heard in the morning at 0215 UT. Domestic service relay of Bangladesh Betar, reported April 23rd by Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam, sent on to us by Swapan Chakraborty in Kolkata. He heard it starting at 0215 and still as late as 0310 UT. It was broadcasting, of course, in Bengali. And it had a hum, signal rather weak, even at that close range. Yet another new frequency for Radio Virgen de Remedios in Tupiza, Bolivia, which has been jumping all over the 4 megahertz area, down to 4111 or 4555, I believe, were some previous frequencies. But now it's reported on 4835. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo State, Brazil, was hearing a Catholic station there on April 25th at 0315. In fact, they were relaying Radio Católica Mundial, WEWN. He monitored it a number of other times. He wasn't sure it was Virgen de Remedios, since it was not listed on this frequency. But he finally got a definite ID. This was at midnight, 14 UT, April 27th. It's also been investigated by DXers further away. For example, in Florida, Bob Wilkner reports it on exactly 4834.93, heard by him and other DXers in Florida, between 2310 and 2330 UT, April 27th. However, it's very close to a Peruvian station, which I think is also Catholic, so beware, it's slightly higher on 4835.42, Radio Marañón in Jaén. Last week, we gave a schedule for DRM broadcasts from Bulgaria, but it's already out of date. DX Mix News in Bulgaria, as of April 18th, says the Euronet program, which had been in four languages in 10-minute segments, is now in English only, as follows: Saturdays and Sundays only, from 0900 to 0930. It's a 50-kilowatt transmitter in Sofia on 11900, aimed 306 degrees to Western Europe. All the other transmissions of Euronet via Bulgaria have been canceled. The happy station guy, Keith Perron in Taiwan, used to work for China Radio International, and he tells us this: jamming from China is soon to peak. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown, and the authorities in China are getting ready. The State Administration of Film, Radio, and Television, SAFRT, has already sent out a memo to China Central TV, China National Radio, and CRI, as well as thousands of local provincial radio stations, to inform them about the special measures in place from May 18th to July 31st. The strictest order was directed to CRI. During this period, CRI is not under any circumstances to do any live programming on its external and domestic services. News like CRI News and Reports must have clearance from two censors instead of one. Programs on the domestic side, which are mainly music, must be recorded 72 hours prior to broadcast, so managers can check the programs. Jamming during this period will also be stepped up. So if you tune to the shortwave dial, the very popular Firedrake will be heard just about everywhere and anywhere in the world. Not only does it interfere with signals beamed to China, but also with signals beamed to other regions. He says CRI's master control room on the south side of the third floor is the main switching center for this. On the left side is the master control for each of CRI's languages. On the right side, another control room with the word interference for broadcast. This room controls the over 20 jamming sites located in China. Some of them are the main jamming center on Hainan Island. Then there's Shunyi just outside Beijing, Hohhot in Inner Mongolia, Dandong in Dalian Province on the North Korean border, Ningbo, which is between Hangzhou and Shanghai, and many others. Well, there's much more discussion of this in DX Listening Digest 9036 via worldofradio.org, including a link to the audio of the famous broadcast from Radio Beijing right after the Tiananmen Square massacre. Firedrake, the continuous music jamming, is building up and being heard on a number of different frequencies or reactivated ones. It's used mainly against the Falun Gong outlet Sound of Hope, but also against some others, such as Voice of Tibet. We still hear it just about every morning on 8400 and 9000 kilohertz even. However, on April 28th, we heard it on an additional 15600 in our mornings. Ron Howard in California was also hearing that frequency until 0300 UT. It pays to check not only in band but out of band, even above 18 megahertz for Firedrake. Aside from jamming using Firedrake or the Chinese National Radio number 1 program, there's so much non-jamming shortwave broadcasting from China that they're all over the band and causing a lot more interference. In fact, they've added more and more shortwave transmissions to become the world's major shortwave station in terms of output. However, I hear they may be having second thoughts, considering reducing shortwave or even eliminating some services based on audience research in English-speaking countries, which indicates there's not really enough interest in shortwave listening to justify the huge expense. In fact, CRI may finally be realizing that a lot of their listeners are not really opinion formers, but just hobbyists. And they could put their shortwave broadcasting resources to better use. More transmitters available for more jamming. And that leads us right into another of the world's most despicable countries in terms of jamming, Cuba. Jose Bueno in Spain points out that Radio Havana Cuba has redesigned its webpage, www.radiohc.cu/index.htm. This was on April 24th. Unfortunately, the frequency schedule linked at the new webpage is an old one, far out of date. We see many frequencies in it which have not been in use for months or even years. This lasted until April 28th, when Alan Pennington says he sent them a note about it and they finally got their more or less correct current frequency schedule in place. Jose Elias in Venezuela does band scans looking for all the Spanish broadcasts which can be heard during each hour of the day and night, and he found Radio Havana Cuba on a strange one, 15,600 kilohertz. between 11 and 13 UT, or rather between 12 and 13, I finally realized it's a mixing product of 15120 jumping over 15360, another 240 kilohertz higher. Terry Kruger in Florida has been hearing the new X-band frequency of Radio Rebelde, 1620 kilohertz, at 0101 UT April 25th, with baseball coverage parallel to all the other Radio Rebelde frequencies. He says, according to bearings by Paul Zucchino in Florida, the location of this transmitter is somewhere near Pilon in Granma province. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain found a new frequency and a new time for Cuban clandestine Radio Republica, 9840, April 27th, around 2130. I checked the next day, and it was apparently on the air between 21 and 23 UT, and after that, the usual frequency, 9545. But the new one was not yet being jammed. I'll bet it will be soon. It was very strong in Spain, and not so strong here, so we suspect 9840 is coming from a UK site. Every so often, unpredictably, Anguilla is missing from 6090, allowing some much more interesting stations to be heard. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee says that was the case on UT April 24th. He heard Amhara State Radio, the rather new Ethiopian, on 6090, signing on at 0254, initially poor but striking to a good level by 0310 UT and dominating co-channel Bandeirantes, Brazil. He says very nice popular Ethiopian instrumental and vocal selections. A woman announcer in an NID language between most of the songs, mentions of Amhara and radio, three time pips on the top of the hour. This is listed as being in the Oromia language, which is surprising as Amharic is the language of Amhara State. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal was hearing something extremely distorted on 6775, April 25th at 2130. By 2200, it had drifted down to 6772, and he could tell it was in English with an Indian accent. So he tried an all-India radio outlet, 7410, and they matched. So it was a spur from 7410. Wolfgang Büschel says there might be a matching one on the other side around 8047. It goes off at 2230. ACB Radio is one of the webcasting stations which carries World Radio several times on UT Fridays. Chrissy Cochran says she's leaving ACB to start a new station called The Global Voice. And it will also be carrying World of Radio Thursdays at 21:30 and Fridays at 06:30. The inauguration, however, is just after that on May 1st at 1200 UT, so we'll be heard starting the second week in May at those times. You can reach it via the website, which is still being developed, www.theglobalvoice.info. She says, our slogan is helping the world's blind and sighted communities see eye to eye. The programming will be a mixture of music and talk, no automated music at all. The idea is based on what shortwave stations do, repeating programs for different target areas. They'll also have programs like Network Europe. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1458. Your contributions always welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702, USA. Standard disclaimer. Some log reporters often say comments by man and woman and music. Boring. Others actually listen to the programming and tell us what was going on and if and why they liked it. One such reporter is Bruce Barker in Broomall, Pennsylvania, who seems to be enamored with programming from RTV du Mali. Here's what he says in a few of his recent reports on 5995, April 20th at 0620. Sensational tribal drum solo music. At 0625, a whistle or flute mixed with drums for a raucous indigenous song. ID in French at 0632 for Radio Mali. On April 15th, he was listening to the same starting at 0618. Tune in to fabulous tribal music featuring great vocal gymnastics and lots of drums. The next songs featured guitars and drums that swept past the bottom of the hour until 6:39, when a high-energy announcer came on, introducing more vocals. At 0800 UT, they moved to 9635, and a couple of more reports from Bruce Barker about that. April 24th, gangbusters signal out of Mali, sign-on announcement in French, interval signal of guitar and drums, then nonstop talk in vernacular, until 0810, when polished and well-produced recording of tribal music came on. More music with the YLDJ giving Ici Radio Mali IDs between tunes. And then on April 27th at 0535, this was back on 5995, splendid listening, tribal music of drums, guitars, and whistles, some vocals, reminiscent of the soundtrack from one of those long-ago Tarzan movies. Jose Elias Diaz Gomez in Venezuela found another strange frequency when he was band scanning for Spanish broadcasts between 11 and 12 UT. 5645 Radio Nederland. What in the world are they doing there? Well, I figured out that's yet another Leapfrog mixing product, Bonaire on 6165, which is in Spanish only for half an hour at 1100. It's leapfrogging over another Bonaire transmission on 5905, which is Deutsche Welle in German, to land on 5645. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports several North American pirates, including one on 6925 USB, April 26th at 0119. Hard rock music, strong, identifying as swine flu radio. That's one of the great advantages of piracy, being able to respond immediately to current events. Andy O'Brien in New York says swine flu radio at least deserves applause for its name. But if you're going to go on the air and just replicate stuff from legal radio, why bother? Spring is here, leading to some strange propagation if you're on the lookout for it. Voice of Russia from the Far East was finally propagating on 13775. Until 0600 UT, so I tuned around on 15 and 17 megahertz and found Chinese on 17640 and 17880. Those are two radio-free Asia frequencies from Tinian. Since the Chinese was offset by a couple of seconds, I'm pretty sure it was actually radio-free Asia instead of Chaicom jamming, which was probably also on the frequency, but not being heard here. Could there be anything on 21 megahertz in the middle of the night? Emboldened by my catches on 17, I tuned around, and by golly, there was another Radio Free Asia coming through, although quite weakly, in parallel, but also slightly offset on 21550. Actually, 17880 is listed as Saipan, while the other two are Tinian. The next night, nothing like that was audible, but on April 27th, I was again hearing 17880, a bit of 21550, and 17615 instead of 17640, which may have been in use on that one night only. Bob Wilkner in Florida reports two Peruvians very close to 4825, one on the high side, one on the low side. These are in the same time period, but on different days. I guess if they were both on the same day, there would be quite a heterodyne. On 4824.50, La Voz de la Selva in Iquitos, 1020 to 1050 UT, April 23rd or 24th, blasting in with traditional music, a very hyper DJ at 10:45. But on April 28th on 4826.45, also at 10:20 to 10:45, he was hearing Radio Sequani in Sequani, Peru. It was underneath CODAR interference with music. I've been monitoring Voice of Russia, trying to make some sense out of what frequencies they're really using in English to the Americas, since there are only a few of them left. For starters, there's a problem with their website. There are at least two different versions of their schedule, and they are contradictory. For example, one of them shows 9480 in use between midnight and 0300. That's presumably the registered Vertachtel Germany relay like they used last summer, remember, and reception was quite good. Trouble is, I've heard no trace of it yet, so I'm not sure it's really on the air. The Pridnestrovia relay on 9665 can be pretty good when propagation cooperates, between 23 and 04UT for VOR in English. Trouble is, as I mentioned last week, there's co-channel interference from China via Brazil at 01 to 02. And also from 03 to 04, it's even worse. We have Russia in English and China in Spanish. And when I was listening, China was on top during that hour. We have an alternative, however, from Russia, 15425 from the Far East. After 0400, 9665 continues on the air, but now it's in Spanish, and no more interference from China. 13775 is the frequency from the Far East. From Russia, as I mentioned, it's now making it more or less after 0400. VOR Spanish had a better signal than any of these on 7395, as you would expect, via the French Guiana relay. But for some reason, they've changed that now to 9735, where Spanish is still well heard before and after 0400. Sergey S. in Moscow sends this report to DX Listening Digest. A former Radio Liberty host dies under suspicious circumstances. Tengiz Gudava, 55, appears to have fallen victim to a hit-and-run car accident in Prague. A former Soviet dissident was known for his talented journalistic work at Radio Liberty's Russian service from 1987 to 2004. After his less than amicable departure from the station, he became one of its most vehement critics, accusing RL of close cooperation with Russian and Belarusian authorities. On April 21st, RL's Russian service gave a very brief announcement of his tragic death. Russkaya Germania magazine provides more information. It quotes his wife Olga, saying that Tengiz ran out of cigarettes one night after 11 p.m. and took a walk to the nearest gas station. She fell asleep, but woke up at 6 a.m. and discovered he was missing. She contacted friends and authorities. The police initially refused to accept her report. His body was discovered at a morgue a couple of days later. It appears he was hit by a car. He was picked up by an ambulance far away from his house. Perhaps unknown perpetrators moved their unconscious victim to a less populous location. He was still alive when the ambulance picked him up, but he died before reaching the hospital. His wallet was missing. His wife believes that his death is an accident, not a premeditated murder. A biophysicist by training, Tengiz served 5 years in the Soviet camps for alleged anti-Soviet activities before his expulsion in 1987. He then lived in Boston, D.C., New York, Munich, and Prague. In the end of his career at Radio Liberty, he specialized in covering the Caucasus and Central Asia. After his departure from RL, Tengiz stayed in Prague, working as a freelance journalist, and wrote several novels. His ashes will be taken to his native Georgia and buried next to his father's grave. Sergey says, back in 2001, I had a chance to briefly correspond with him on the subject of the media situation in Central Asia. I will remember him as a bright man full of passion and idealism. If you want to look up more about him, his name is spelled T-E-N-G-I-Z, G-U-D-A-V-A. Nils Schiffhauer, Wolfgang Büschel, and José Miguel Romero have logged several transmissions from VOA São Tomé 2 or 3 kilohertz off frequency, such as 11957.554, which is supposed to be on 11960, 9827 at 2115 in French, and 12077 at 2003 also in French. It seems they have a problem. Dragan Lekic in Serbia has put together a schedule of the Buzzy Riyadh Saudi Arabia transmitter. He's been monitoring between 06 and 23 UT in the past weeks. Here we go. 06 to 09, 17730. 09 to 12, 17805. 12 to 15, 21505. 15 to 18, 15435. And 18 to 23, 11915. He says, I really don't understand why they simply don't turn it off, since probably it cannot be repaired, and because of the strong buzz, the audio is unreadable. Amnesty International urges NATO to probe deadly Serb television bombing. This item from the Media Network blog. AI has called on NATO to launch a war crimes investigation into its 1999 airstrike on a Serbian television building that killed 16 media workers. 10 years after NATO bombed the Serbian state television and radio in Belgrade, no one has been brought to justice for this serious violation of international humanitarian law, says Amnesty International. The victims, mostly technicians, were killed earlier on April 23, 1999. During NATO's 11-week bombing campaign. AI says the bombing of the HQ of Serbian state radio and television was a deliberate attack on a civilian object and as such constitutes a war crime. If you listen to World of Radio via IRRS, remember that the first Saturday in May we're preempted from our morning broadcast at 0800, but we are heard at the correct time of 20:30 UT Fridays on 7290. Last week, we mentioned a new Somali station reported on 6915 Radio Hage in Galkayo. Aker Peterson in Denmark was looking for it April 26th at 0345, but instead heard family radio in English. Yes, that could be a problem, because WYFR is scheduled on the same frequency all the way from 0300 until 1200. Perhaps better luck in the East African and European evening. On April 17th and 23rd, Ron Howard in California monitored Radio Thailand to confirm exactly what they're doing on 15275 to North America. It opens in English at midnight UT and stays on the air continuously past 0230, although there are some breaks for changing the antenna, such as at midnight 29 UT for the second half hour in English. At 0102, it's into Thai. Another break at 0159 and repeating the first half hour in English at 0200. Here's an NID you may want to check out. Wolfgang Büschel has been hearing an Arabic station around 05 to 530 UT on 11665, such as on April 22nd. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 28th. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, except for a peak to 15 and 4 on May 6th. Solar flux steady at 70 through May 25th. And that's World of Radio 1458. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.